Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shay.
Good morning, that's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Morning.
Welcome to the show. I was shocked to find out that it's Friday.
Yeah, the days, they run together.
They
right?
do.
Snuck up on you, eh?
A little bit. I mean, just what does it matter? What day it is anymore? It really doesn't matter. So, yeah, happy Friday, I guess. If you've been off work, enjoy your continued weekend.
Yeah, I guess it's good to keep track of the days from time to time.
Yeah. We have quite a bit to get through today. Trump saying some amazing things.
Like amazing meaning stupid.
Wow. He's fancy. Is that a good way to describe him? Fancy?
I think he's losing his mind. Like, or lost it. He's unraveling. Like he's reeling. You know what I mean? Like it's gotten to him.
Some Canadians doing some good things, especially in this area.
Yes.
So that was nice. We'll talk about that. Sorry, Jason. I just saw the title of your schedule email. You called it
the Fredule.
The Fredule.
Yeah, I combined Friday and schedule.
Friday and says that's very, very smart of you. There's fines for not quarantining.
Yeah, pretty big ones potentially.
So we'll explain those if you're a little confused. We had our first official. We've had some video meetings or whatever, Skyped in chats.
Yeah.
But normally we're all in here, and Jamie will be the only one who can see the camera. Yesterday we were all at home.
Yeah.
And I need to talk about Jason's setup.
Okay.
Because it was unbelievable.
Paradise Studios.
Really? Like it's...
it looked cozy.
It did. You look really... professional, like some.
Well, I am a professional.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. We're gonna do a drunk podcast for you.
Yeah, give everybody a break.
And well, there's instant answer question time, but our texting is not working today.
Not currently.
It might be by then, but if not, we'll do instant answer.
We'll take phone calls.
Phone call time, maybe. Yeah.
Whatever.
We'll see how it goes.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
In these times of staying home and working from home and people still needing to, if they can, get the job done, we've had a lot more video conferences. Most of the time, we're just, because we have the option to just call in, right?
Yeah.
So we do so from the studio right after our show with our boss and our other people in the building that need to be involved because none of them are in the building. But yesterday was at 11 a.m., so we were all home. So we piped in all to this chat.
Via Skype
video. Jamie only called in for some reason. I don't know why we didn't get to see Jamie.
Well, you see me every day.
Okay, fine.
You just saw me for like 4 hours.
I just thought you want to participate in the fun. Jason.
I Skyped in.
You did. I would just like to take this moment. To congratulating you on having maybe the coolest.
Oh, thank you.
Looking setup I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's really just some Christmas lights and a blue light bulb. But in the camera, it looks really awesome.
It looks like you're on a spaceship. It looks like you were checking in from like, another solar system,
the Starship Enterprise.
Or the future.
Yeah,
it kind of looked like you take video gaming more serious than anyone on the planet as well.
I think it's just the blue light.
Yeah,
that's just solely coincidence.
It was amazing because you couldn't really see anything except for like little lights behind you flashing, pure darkness. Your blue, like a monitor, like a spaceship monitor was shining on your face. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
You also had your headset on. Yeah, so it was just like awesome. Really cool.
It's just easier to hear with the headset on.
Yeah. So,
I suppose I could use that for gaming.
That setup or just the headset?
The headset, it's really, to be honest, in my basement, unfinished basement. And
didn't look unfinished, my friend.
Yeah, no, I've hung some old corduroy curtains from one of the joists. I literally stapled the curtain to it,
right,
just to cut down on the light from the window, and you know, maybe some echo.
Well, I applaud you for being professional, at least, unlike our friend Chris here.
Oh, who walked
just
around
making a mockery
of his dogs.
What are you talking about?
And videoing everything he was doing in his house.
Eating,
I can't
showing
cupboards.
Off his house to the other employees.
I wasn't showing off my. I don't have a house.
Showing that
show
you got
off.
A fridge full of food.
House.
You got a fridge full of food.
I do have food. Yeah, I do. Have
you took
food.
A drink out of a Pepsi bottle or something right in front of everybody.
It was mine. We each have our own bottle, so I just drink right out of the bottle. Well, I
showing
mean,
everyone your spacious backyard.
Rubbing
it in the noses of some of the younger staff members.
Whatever.
Living in 400 square foot apartments.
Okay, listen.
Your dog did lick your forehead at one point while you were laying on your bed, which was really funny. Yeah.
I wonder what you were going to do when you laid down.
Oh, no. I don't have... You guys know my back's a little wonky at the moment. Yeah. And the hardest thing for me to do is just to sit. Lying down and standing, no problem. But sitting is a little nerve-wracking. So fair. I didn't know what to do because I couldn't sit. So I would just rotate between lying on my bed. And then Cosmo was like, oh, look at you on your bed. So I'm like, all right, fine.
He said, keep your hands where we can see
them. Yeah. All right. He settled down. So I started walking around the house, and then I was like, you know what?
I'm going to distract everybody.
I'm going to give everybody an entertaining show while people are talking about important business things.
And because of that, I have no idea what the meeting was about.
Yeah, because mostly we would just hear you breathing.
Yeah. And watch you walk around. And
the dog's fighting.
The dog's fighting
is great.
And your fridge.
Yeah. I did the stairs. I set up the camera. Yeah, fake going up and down the stairs in front of you. I was having a good time.
It looked like it. I'm glad you were.
Why are you mad at me for having a good time?
I'm not mad. At one point, did you see that I...
grabbed your guitar?
My guitar was there. I was playing that for a while. Could you hear it at all? I didn't think so.
When we first logged on, I could hear you strum, and I go, is Jason going to play his guitar for us? You should have.
When you're on a phone, because you were both on laptops, right?
Yeah.
When you're on a phone, you can only see the person who's talking.
It flips over.
Yeah, so I don't get to see any distractions.
On the laptop, you see a blue line goes underneath anyone whose mic is active.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I left for a while. I went and got my cat. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't see that. I saw you leave.
Yeah. Came back. I put Chuck up to the screen.
Our boss.
No, we didn't see that.
I was so mad. But he maintained, though. He didn't even yell at us once.
No. What's he going to say?
Yeah. So... the point is, if you have to have any of these insanely silly, usually wasteful time...
have some fun.
Have a good time. Put on a show.
There was a story this morning that says if someone doesn't put their video up on a Skype chat, there's a 1 in 8 chance they're naked or nearly naked.
Ah.
Yeah.
Do we have 8 people without videos? 1, 2. We had 4.
No, we had 8.
Without videos,
yeah.
So there's a good chance. It's probably Jamie. Jamie's probably in bed already. So
Jamie, I was at the kitchen table.
Jamie, Cosmo, our producer Andrew.
Riley.
Riley.
Oh, Riley was there?
Heather. Heather, he was signed in.
All those people we can assume.
Morgan.
They were all naked. We can assume that.
I don't want to.
Yeah. Maybe next time we do one, I just won't have a shirt on.
I thought about it.
That'd be
funny. I did think about it. Yeah. I would. In shirtless or in the shower. I thought about just taking my shirt off and get in the shower.
That would have been fun.
No one needs to see that.
I'll have a bubble bath next time, maybe.
Yeah, our boss checks in every day with a video. We keep telling him to do something weird every day. Like, can you just show up with makeup on Monday?
He's already done weird things. Yeah. He gave himself a real short haircut, and then the other day he gave himself like a Robert De Niro taxi driver haircut.
Yeah, he's got him like a faux hawk or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what he says. Is he trying to threaten us with his haircut?
No, like,
I'm ready for the end of the world.
I think he's just bored and lonely like most people sitting at home.
It is amazing, though, because that tweet was going viral last week that, we're going to find out how many of these meetings really could have been emails. Yeah. And it's like totally true. Literally all of them.
Everyone.
Every single one.
But, hey, people like to gather. So keep on keeping on. All right?
The Biggs and Barr Show. The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, the country's confirmed and presumptive COVID-19 case count has now surpassed 4,000. The Quarantine Act is going into effect. The Chief Public Health Officer, Dr. Theresa Tam, says national and local public health officers will enforce the order with random checks for people with no symptoms of illness. Just calling them, basically, requiring people to stay home. Defying the quarantine order could result into fines of up to $1 million or 3 years in prison.
So, now quarantine, when I think quarantine, this is a legit question. I think people who have been told, hey, stay home because of a certain reason. Now, but is this being everybody to stay home or just the people who have called in?
Just the quarantine people.
Okay.
Or people that have just returned from another country.
Of course. Okay.
And you're mandatory quarantine.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
The rest of us are not forced. Yeah, it is
physical
forced.
Physical distancing.
Yeah,
yes.
Those that have been out of country or think they're sick are under quarantine.
Okay. Right. And Newfoundland and Labrador, proof of how one person can have a significant impact on the caseload. 44 people with the virus linked to a single person who attended a visitation at a funeral home after returning from a foreign trip. So I'm sure that person feels bad, but,
I have zero patience for any humans that have returned to this country in the last 10 days, say.
Yeah.
And just thought, oh, I'm going to go wherever I feel like willy-nilly. Mm. Like, zero patience. You're an idiot.
Yeah. Mm. The first case of COVID-19 has been reported in Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark County, around these parts. Woman in her 70s who recently returned from the U.S. She's at home in self-isolation, so hopefully she didn't see anybody else. There is some good news. Company that makes Crocs, one of my favorite shoes.
Yeah.
Going to be giving away 10,000 free pairs of shoes to healthcare workers every day until supplies run out.
That's nice.
So
nice.
Good for them. Crocs, very comfy. I know they're often hated on shoe.
They're just fine. Easy because they're ugly.
But, you know, kick rocks. I like my Crocs.
I don't know if you should be kicking too many rocks in Crocs.
You can. They make so many different things.
They make many different shoes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's why it makes not the open-toed ones. That's all
if you're
going
to run in the heat, though, put the back strap on. You don't want to slip out. I've done it.
It's true.
Hurts.
Yeah, you got to drop them into 4x4 before you can run.
Drop them into 4x4, eh?
It should clear up this morning, a high of 9, then down to -7 tonight, and then tomorrow mainly sunny and up to 11, and then Sunday rain and 7. Right now it's 1, and that's the latest.
The Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shay.
Okay, so hope everyone's all right this morning. We're here for you if you need us. Let us know. We got some stuff coming up. Trump, said some stuff yesterday or agreed with some questions. Apparently this morning, we just saw it's been reversed.
Oh, good.
But we can still talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's an idiot.
Someone pointed out that he was being a twat.
Yes. We got there's a question time coming up. We'll see how that goes. It's in a while.
Yeah. Hopefully our texting program gets up and running. If not, I guess we can take calls. What the hell?
And just covered in the news briefly, but we'll get more into these fines for not quarantining and what exactly you can expect if you want to be a douchebag.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
The Prime Minister, on his daily chat yesterday, talked about this Quarantine Act that is being voted in today.
Yes. The fine, maximum fine is $1 million for breaking quarantine. Or up to 3 years in prison.
These are for the repeated times.
Okay. Yeah.
And that people are coming back to our country or have been told by medical professionals to strictly quarantine themselves for 2 weeks and they're just not abiding. They're not doing it. So now it has to be a law as opposed to just common sense.
Yeah. And people were like, that's a lot of money, obviously. I mean, you can give me $1 million fine. I wouldn't have any money to pay for it.
Right.
So I guess that would be the prison term then.
Sure.
Either or. But, I mean, there's that story that is going around today about Newfoundland and Labrador about how 44 people now tested positive for the coronavirus because one person came back from another country, didn't isolate, and went to a funeral visitation where there's basically facial fluids everywhere.
Yeah.
People are sad.
Yeah. Crying, hugging.
And now people
shaking
are
hands.
Put in jeopardy because of that one person. Yeah.
There's some, I don't know. The youth are just stupid because they're youth. We all were stupid when we were young, right? Well, everyone was dumb.
We did dumb things.
Everybody did dumb things. And you're for some reason feel the need to, what's the word? A bucket authority. You know, like you just, can't tell you what to do. I'm free.
But the youth aren't the ones driving the RVs across the border and parking in the Brockville Walmart parking lot.
No, the ones coming back from Florida or Phoenix or wherever else they spent the winter.
Those are grown-ass adults.
And hitting four grocery stores on the way home because they can't find the bagel with the right amount of seeds they like on it.
I saw something last night with my own two eyes.
Oh, what'd you see?
I was parked outside a Shoppers Drug Mart. We had to go get something, so we've been practicing the one person goes in rule.
Sure.
And not once has it been me. So doing the driving.
Wait. You send your wife in into the thralls of disease
I mean, if one person has gone, it's smarter to just send that one person.
Yes. So,
I'm just kidding. My wife.
Yeah, my wife.
Went in.
Yeah. So I send her. So I send her in. Get in. I said. Yeah. Go.
Right.
Anyway, and so I could see though from the front window what was happening up at the cash register, and there was a guy waiting to pay for something. He used a coupon that I could see was only $2, which was making me mad because it meant he was standing around for an extra long
time.
Passing
paper back and forth.
And
that's
yeah,
only worth $2.
So he was standing though about 6 feet back. I was like, oh wow, look at him. Okay, and he was probably middle aged. And then and a guy behind him hanging out back. And then the woman couldn't understand the paper like the at the register, understand the coupon. So then she called someone from the back, young, like millennial type, I hate using that, whatever, comes around the back, and they lean on the counter together, like touching shoulders, pointing at the screen, looking at each other, talking like inches from each other's face.
Really?
Well, and the look on the guy's face was like,
Well, sometimes you're just so used to doing things.
How much was the coupon for?
$2.
Did you just not say? Just put the $2 on my.
He was in the car. He was watching through the window. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. You're so used to the way things are, but also this has been hammered down our throats
for
weeks.
For sure. And maybe they're normally good, but then they just got flustered and
yeah.
I mean, we can't start losing our minds on people for little mistakes.
Dude. No, you wouldn't do that.
Like, come on.
It was just that was the first thing, and then when the young one left, she put her hand on the on one of like the railings and just went,
just
dragged her hand along the railing,
dragged her hand along, just like give it to me.
Well, yeah,
it's just something you know what I mean. You in these times, you're like, oh my god, you expect people not to touch a damn thing.
The coupon thing annoys me at any time. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
I have in the past, on more than one occasion, just offered to give someone money so that they will speed up the line.
Yeah.
How much are your coupons totaling?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a $5 savings. I have $5 in my wallet right now that you can have.
As long as I don't wait for them to process.
You just let them just go.
Coupon.
Like, this guy waited 9 minutes for his $2.
For $2? Coupon. No. That's not worth my
time. Yeah, that's not. No. Nope. You can keep it. Keep your savings. Keep your Corona.
Yeah.
Keep your group gathering. Yeah.
Keep yourself inside.
Yeah. Stay away from each other.
You're going to jail.
Yeah. You're going to jail.
It might not be the worst solution.
No,
for some
it
people.
Might. I mean, at least just kind of hopefully 6 feet away. Yeah, maybe you got a cellmate, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think so. They wouldn't do that.
So they all have their own cells now?
They're letting people out.
Yeah, non-violence.
I know.
They're not just opening the doors.
Go
Jamie. Free.
Can you stop?
No, I killed a bunch of people, but this coronavirus, it's really freaking us out. Go on.
The Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shay.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text
Call.
Us. 762-555. Yeah. Text the show. We'll text you back.
Call.
No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Our texting program is currently... kaput.
Non-functional.
Yep. So we are...
You can call us 613-750-1061. We have a couple people on hold for a minute or so. You want to take it?
Yeah, let's go to them first. Hey, good morning. What's your question?
I'm pretty new to Ottawa.
Okay.
And I kind of want an origin story. Like, where did you guys start?
Where did we start? Oh, the show.
Oh, okay.
All right, man.
Cool. The show started in late 2010 after Chris and I both got fired from our other jobs. And then we started in a station in St. Catharines 2011, doing it for 8 years.
And then we moved here. I got fired. But my boss who fired me said, it's just a money-saving thing. You should be in rock because I was doing Top 40 radio. And then Jason got fired like a week later.
I got fired on vacation.
Yeah. And I was already talking to Jamie about putting together a show because I used to work with Jamie. And then I asked Jamie, should we get Jason? Should we go after Jason or this other guy? And Jamie said, Jason.
Yeah.
So, I may have been aroused.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Because Jamie was a huge fan of Jason.
Yeah, you were my radio hero.
Right.
On his old show that he used to be on before he got fired.
Yeah.
On vacation.
And then we like Voltron of awesome, we united and now we're here.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your question?
I was wondering what happened to your poor intern, Kyle. Did he actually have the virus?
Or Spatchcock?
Is he coming back?
Spatchcock, yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. To be honest, I forgot he existed until you just asked about him right now.
He did not have the virus.
No. We were just being, we had an abundance of caution. Yeah.
But all, and also, Algonquin College, there's nothing. So, and they canceled all their internships.
Yeah.
And
so. Yeah.
So I think he's fine. I don't know.
We should check in maybe and see how he's doing.
He emailed me a week ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's fine.
He's still alive?
That's nice of you to ask about him like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what, well, what a nice person.
Nice that you mother? Remembered. Yeah, are you his mom?
Are you his mom?
Sorry?
Are you his mother?
No, I'm not his mom.
Okay. No.
Are you related to him in any way or just a nice concerned person?
No.
Okay.
I was just wondering about him while I was doing the dishes.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Fair enough.
Wow, what a sweet lady.
You know, people have so much time on their hands now. There's just random thoughts about a
guy. Hey, that guy that was on the show for a day.
That's great. Thank you. You're a nice person.
Yeah. No, he's fine.
Thank you very much. All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Wash your hands.
Well, she's doing dishes.
Doing dishes.
Yeah, yeah. She's fine.
Thank you.
Pro tip, dish soap will dry the hell out of your hands.
It gets rid of the grease.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're thinking you're doing good by washing your hands with dish soap, I mean, it's better than no soap, but try and find not dish soap if you can.
Unless you're really greasy. Then
yeah, if you're super
leaving
greasy,
smears all over your phone just by touching it.
Feel free to call us, 750-1061. In the meantime, our boss sent us some
questions. Oh, okay. Instant crush time.
When will nature begin to retake the land?
Never.
Never. I mean, how many apocalypse movies have you been watching?
So, like, Adam? Vines over buildings and stuff like that?
It would be a while.
I read something, and I think it said 200 years.
Yeah, well, especially not in the winter.
It would take 200 years.
We got a call.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hi. Good morning.
Oh,
sweet. Good Thanks one. For the question. Our texting program's not working. That's why we're doing Instant Answer Question Time today via phone. 750-1061. You can call us and ask us any question you want.
This is the beginning, guys. Once the texting goes down.
This is, Here's a disturbing question from our boss, Adam.
Okay.
When this is over, can I go back to just pretending to wash my hands after using the washroom? Goes with my theory here at the radio station while everyone was still in the building. After everyone started to really wash their hands,
we
started
to paper towel.
Run out of paper towel on the daily.
Yeah, because nobody was actually doing it. Let's answer them. Yeah, whatever. Sure, what else are we doing?
We're doing nothing.
Are we going anywhere?
No.
Hey, good morning.
Surgery?
Hello.
Hello. Over here. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
I heard that you guys ride bikes. If so, how many and, like, what are they? Like, how many of you ride and what are they?
I thought you meant how many bikes because we can only ride one at a time.
We all do ride motorcycles. We tend to ride Harleys because at our last place of work, we had a deal with the local Harley folk who hooked us up with bikes, not to keep, but just to use whenever we wanted. So then none of us bought bikes because we're like, why are we going to spend money on insurance and a bike when we can just get one whenever we want?
Smart business decision. But
we all ride different styles too, because Chris has big, long legs and I can't ride stuff. I'm a fat boy or heritage classic kind of guy.
I don't like riding bikes with fairings. I don't like them. I don't mind.
Even on the highway, I couldn't.
No, I don't like it.
I rode a fat bob without a fairing for a while, and then I crossed over to the street glide.
I don't know. They're just weird. It's like, to me, they're just like the minivan of motorcycles.
What?
Dude, get on a highway with a fairing, and you'll never not get on a highway with a fairing.
I don't like how they look.
I like to feel the wind on my chest. Makes me feel alive.
Do you? Yeah.
We have another call.
I do.
Okay.
Being mad.
I'm not mad.
Good morning, Shay. You have a question for us?
Yeah, do you guys have any poll at the station? Wow. So you guys can play, like, good music or different music?
No, like what? Like some polka or something like that?
Yeah, what do you look
like? No, the same rock and roll, but different song, because you guys always play the same song.
That's how radio works,
that's
man.
That's the biggest complaint.
Like, we broadcast, we don't narrowcast, right? So we play a broad amount of music, so a lot of people listen.
But to be honest, right now, though, if people are like radio fans and they're sitting in their houses listening to radio for way longer than they normally would, I can understand why that repetition would really start getting to you.
We have been running promos for people to request songs too, like basically 24/7.
Yeah. So. But radio's programmed for 15 minutes of listening because the average human listens to the radio for 15 to 20 minutes on their commute. Right there, or wherever they're driving, wherever they're going, whatever they're doing. That's the average length. So that's how radio is programmed. It's not, unfortunately, programmed for those of you that listen all day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the answer. It's the commercially most successful way to do it. So that's why everybody does it.
And it's a bit of a catch 22.
So you guys got no way, no saying
it. No,
nobody on the air anywhere has any say. If they tell you that, they're lying.
We have a music director and a program director. A music director's name is Morgan, lovely lady. And Adam is our program director. If you have beef with the music, I suggest you take it
up. And they also do a bunch of stuff based off research. So there you go. We have no say. And no person on the air does.
See, and it's a bit of a catch-22 because people say, well, why don't you play this? Why don't you play that? And then when you do play unfamiliar music, people don't like it.
I don't know this band. But, and if any announcer tells you that they're doing an all-request show, what they're doing is, because I used to do it, is you take enough requests till you get the ones that fit into the songs that are already programmed, and you play those in front of the songs that are programmed, and everyone thinks you're playing requests, but really you're just playing what your boss tells you to do.
Radio secrets.
Like, we're not going to
lie. Blowing your mind!
We're not going to lie to you here.
No, why would we lie to you?
This is a time where honesty is important.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep. All right?
I like you guys, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks, brother. Buddy. Be safe, okay? Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Yep. We'll probably play a song.
Yeah.
You guys want to play a song?
Yeah, because we've been doing a lot of this.
All right. By request, this one's for Anthony.
Yeah.
Listening in Canada.
Ramble on, 106.1 Shay.
Hey, it's the Biggs and Bar Show. I don't think, guys.
Wow.
This is very disappointing.
Yeah.
I don't think the chance to be on our wall of contest champions, I don't think people are grasping how, like, what a honor that is. Like, what a, what a life-clouting thing. You know what I mean? They can brag about it for the rest of their lives that they are on the wall. Because no one's calling for impressions.
No. So, I mean, basically, if you called 750-1061 and you did any impression right now, you probably win. You could be immortalized on this
wall. Look, I know fancy prizes are nice. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people aren't, as many people are listening because they're not driving, obviously. But, I mean, even if one.
All right, let's go.
Listen to one? Okay, good. Yeah. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hey, how are you?
Good, what's your name?
Kenny.
What impression you want to do, Kenny?
Dr. Claw.
All right.
Sure.
Fire away.
Hey, it's me, Dr. Claw, and I'm in the quarantine right now. My cat went out in heat and flew it around and gave me the coronavirus. Now I'm stuck here in quarantine, not able to execute my plans.
Not bad.
All right, yeah, that wasn't terrible.
That wasn't terrible.
Now, since you called, we've got a couple more, so we're going to have to put you on hold.
Look at that,
it's a competition now.
We got ourselves a game, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Bruce.
What impression are you going to do, Bruce?
Elijah Woods and Jamie Vine.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. Must not like them. Must not like Elijah Woods and Jamie Vine.
Okay.
Why? What?
It's Jamie Vine. You know the one song.
Oh, the song.
Yeah, okay. It's a Canadian artist from Ottawa.
Well, that wasn't as good as Dr.
No,
Claw.
It was not.
So we'll move on to the next one.
So.
Okay.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Good. What's your name?
Mitch.
What are you going to do for us this morning, Mitch?
I can do Marvin the Martian.
Okay,
all right, let's go Kermit the Frog.
Okay, both of those normally on our ban list.
But go ahead.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Do Kermit.
Do Kermit.
Yeah.
Kermit the Frog, how are you guys doing today?
That's awful.
We have to compare it to our first call, which was Dr. Claw, which was, in all honesty, a little better
than
that.
Pretty good Dr. Claw.
So we have another call. Yeah, we're going to have to let you
sorry,
go.
Mitch. Thanks for calling, Mitch.
I think
this is
a good way to do it.
Be safe.
Compare it to the first one.
Oh. Okay.
That was a great dial tone, though, whoever did that.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, Jason, but at some point, you're going to have to unleash your Dr. Claw.
I don't know. I don't want to. He took the time out of his day to call.
Thought we'd add some entertainment to it, but I mean, it's okay.
All right, want
to
just have him win?
Yeah, he's on our wall of contests or champions.
There he is. What's his name? What's your name, sir?
Kenny Titus.
You're the winner.
Kenny Titus.
Right on.
You will be immortalized on our, what are we calling it?
The Wall of Contest Champions.
Get it together.
I don't remember. It's a lot of words.
Get it together. Sorry, what, Kenny.
So people
man.
Get when they hang out with you too much.
Okay.
The Kenny Titus. It's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good thing
like
to catch.
I see what you're saying. Like the killing. Like
get it together.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that was a fun time.
Yeah, that was god
was
awful.
It? Was it fun?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And in this new normal of hearing about doom and gloom all the time,
yeah.
It's nice to hear of one of Ottawa's best humans. We did get an email from Rob, I think it was.
Yeah. If you're not, sorry, Jason. We're trying to highlight the positive things people are doing in these strange times. And we've asked you to nominate folks as Ottawa's best humans. You can do so by either calling the Dougie line, 613-216-3849. You can email us through the website, text us, whatever. But this one came via email, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You want to read it?
Sure. This guy works at Hino. I never know how to say that. Here in Ottawa. And one of his colleagues, always that guy that has a black cloud following him. Yeah. Each day comes in with a story about problems that are happening to him. But the other day, he came in with a good story, kind of. Starts bad, ends good. He was at the grocery store, went to buy some toilet paper. There were 5 packs with the new standard sign of a limit of 2 per customer.
Yeah.
So he took the 1 pack for his family, which has 6 kids.
Like no wonder he's always got a black cloud flying. Like he's 6 children.
Use a condom,
bro. What's
wrong
with you, dude?
And then an old lady came up. There was a couple there, grabbed the last 4 packs, leaving none for this older lady. So this dude, who has 6 kids, he said, you know, to the couple, if you could spare one of your 4 packs for the old lady. They said no. They needed them all for their 2 people in their house. So he ended up just grabbing a pack of toilet paper, giving it to the old lady and escorting her to the cash so they couldn't take it back.
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Yeah. So that's nice.
Yeah. Charmin Hood.
Charmin Hood. They said the guy has one of the biggest hearts that he knows.
There you go.
So that's nice. Yeah. One of Ottawa's best humans there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Watch out for the sheriff of Noddenstock.
Yeah. Good one. Yeah.
You were so proud.
To use on the little John.
Yeah.
Or the regular John.
Or the regular John.
Yeah.
E. Fryer tucked it under his arm.
Yeah, he did.
And carried it out
for
her.
Sure did.
Yeah.
He did.
Good. Good ones.
That's all I got.
Well, there's Will Scarlet.
Yeah, Will Scarlet.
Well, that's nice.
He had the will.
That's a very
Scarlet
generous
to get
person.
It done.
Yeah. Might I suggest in this time of quarantine, you be less generous with your sperm because you've got enough kids.
Yeah, stop it.
Okay.
Use some of that toilet paper. Slow that down somehow. I don't know.
Okay.
6 children.
Yeah. But if you you know one of Ottawa's best humans, you can let us know.
Yeah. We'd love to share the stories. They're great stories. Please, again, call us. Leave it on the Dougie line. 613-216-3849.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
The Biggs and Barr Show here on Shea. I don't know where Chris is. He's washing his hands or something. Mm-hmm. But it's time for Drunk Podcast. Every Friday, we take a bit of our actual podcast, and Jamie slows it down to about half speed, and it makes us sound drunk. We're not actually drunk.
No.
We find it amusing. Apparently people like it too.
Yeah, people like it more than I thought people would like it.
And this one, we were talking about a dude in France this week who was training for a marathon. Got canceled, so he decided to run the length of a marathon on his apartment balcony.
Yes, and I could do it.
Yeah, Jamie thought he could do
I
it
could
too.
Do it. All right, so here it is.
Hey, you hear about the guy in France? He ran a marathon?
Oh,
on his balcony, he had some.
How would he do that?
He was just running back and forth and back and forth. It took him 7 hours.
I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably do that.
You can't run.
No, you could.
Because it's such a short thing, you get a little bit of a break every time you turn around.
No, you couldn't.
Do you realize you just said you could run a marathon?
It's not a marathon. It's on a balcony running back and forth.
He ran the distance of a marathon on his balcony.
I realize that.
So you said you could run a marathon. That's one of the most ridiculous things you've ever said.
Because I thought about it.
No, you didn't.
The only thing you could do is think about running a marathon.
Because a marathon would be so boring. Does he? I haven't seen the video. Does he do this? Hold on. Is he going to do this?
You just stood up.
Well, I can't move because of this stupid social distancing.
Okay. You can't
It's the same thing.
We could all do it.
You walk up a flight of stairs and you're wheezing. I've seen you.
How time to time.
From time to time.
Like, sure, my legs are tired just from doing the demonstration, but I'm not a trained athlete.
You disobeyed. Like you just said you could do it.
And I'm not saying this to be, the dumb guy. I'm serious.
No,
it's not that hard.
The only race you could win right now is backpedaling. That's the only race you could win right now. Don't spit on Chris.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's
You still think you can run a marathon or no?
Yeah, for sure.
What are you eating?
Meatballs.
Oh, yeah. You're on it. You're on it.
Protein.
Good. Thanks.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show. The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, we do have some somewhat breaking news this morning. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for COVID-19. Now, he put out a Twitter video where he said, over the last 24 hours, I have developed mild symptoms and tested positive for coronavirus. I am now self-isolating, but I will continue to lead the government's response via video conference as we fight this virus. That is British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
Testing positive.
Big J.
Our country's confirmed and presumptive COVID-19 case count has now surpassed 4,000. The Quarantine Act is in effect. So if you come from another country back into Canada.
You arrive, yeah.
You must isolate for 14 days.
Must. Don't stop at the grocery store on the way home.
Go straight
home. Don't take
a
pee at the gas station.
Don't come out of your house to go anywhere.
Now go home.
They've imposed an up to $1 million fine and or up to 3 years in prison for violating that.
What?
So with this, this passed me over for some reason.
Okay.
When you said if you're coming back, isn't everyone supposed to be back already? I know there's people trapped and they're getting planes coming in. Why are there still people even allowed to come in via
travel?
Well,
because where are they going to go?
They're Canadian citizens.
Yeah, you have to allow your citizens back in.
You have to.
Apparently.
Shouldn't they have already?
Yeah, you would think. Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, should they be punched in the face when they come across the border? Yes, as hard as
punch yourself in the face.
It was on the TV. Jason was talking. There was a case of these people that left. Like, what, 2 weeks ago to go somewhere for vacation?
For March
and
break.
Now they can't get
Ecuador.
Back?
Yeah.
Why were you leaving 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, so now you live in Ecuador
for a
while.
You're an Ecuadorian.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Good coffee.
Twits.
Now we're,
You have deliciously fresh coffee there.
Really, eh?
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, anyway.
If you're wondering, still about a quarter of people are, based on the latest survey, if this is just a hoax.
What?
Newfoundland and Labrador, proof of how one person can have a significant impact on the caseload. 44 people now with the virus, linked to a single person who came back from a foreign trip and attended a visitation at a funeral home where, face fluids abound.
And hugs. And
hugs and shaking hands and snotty Kleenexes. Touching and everything.
Half sandwiches.
Anyway, now 44 people have that virus who may not have ever had the virus thanks to the one single person.
Punch yourself in the face!
Who may or may not have known they had it, but still should have isolated.
Yeah.
There is some good news. There's a company called Prisma Health. They came up with a splitter that lets four patients use one ventilator at the same time.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. So it's been rushed to approval. They're now sharing it with hospitals all over the world. There was also that kid who 3D printed
masks.
Or not just the masks, but like this another splitter or attachment so people could use, you know, those full face snorkel masks. So they, you know, makeshift. Also, James Dyson, the guy who is a billionaire.
Dyson. Yeah.
And he makes Dyson vacuums. He has also come up with a ventilator, or his company has, in 10 days, and they're making 15,000 of them. So
keep that list. Keep putting names on that list of the companies that are helping out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep it in your phone, on your notes. Every time you have a company that's doing something actually good, write that company down.
Yeah.
And then when this is all done, anyone goes, and hopefully, you know, everything sort of gets back to normal and you got some extra cash again.
Yeah.
And you're buying stuff,
help buy it
from those companies.
Nice and sunny right now. High of 9 degrees, dropping down to -7 tonight. Then tomorrow, sunny again and up to 11. Actually, they've given a UV index, so, you know,
it's going to be pretty bright. Oh, wow.
And then Sunday, rain in 7. Right now, it's 2, and that's the latest.
This is B-H-E-Z, Ottawa. Home of the Biggs and Barr Show, weekday mornings, 106.1. Shay. Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What?
Auto what? Jason Barr is going to ask you 5 trivia questions. You have to get them all right inside of 30 seconds. You can pass and come back, but your first answer counts for each question. And we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. $250.
$260.
Because we had a winner a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So we're back down to the bottom, which still isn't that bottom of the bottom, you know? It's like a light bottom.
Bottom of the bottom.
And a deep bottom. You ever been around a deep bottom?
Woo.
That's some good times.
We have Jeremy on the line.
Hi, Jeremy. Oh. You ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, buddy. Good luck to you.
Your time will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. What U.S. state was baseball legend the Commerce Comet, also known as Mickey Mantle, from?
New York.
What Vision of Love singer turns 50 years old today?
Next question.
What country did Jarlsberg cheese originate?
Next question.
What is the parent company of Purell?
I know this one.
No, it is not that. That was your first answer.
Not that one either.
What Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson movie was released 28 years ago today? See if you can answer that one.
Woody Harrelson.
Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson.
Basketball
movie.
Too late.
Too late.
Let's see how you did.
All right.
Okay.
We know how we did.
I know. What Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson movie released 28 years ago today? You had no idea. It was White Man Can't Jump.
Rosie Perez in that.
Yeah. The parent company.
He actually could jump.
Yeah.
A little bit.
He did one big time.
The parent company of Purell. You said 2 swear words. None of those were correct.
No.
The correct answer is Pfizer.
Pfizer! Which also kind of sounds like a swear word.
Yeah, it does. Pfizer.
It's a Pfizer.
What country did Jarlsberg cheese originate that you had no idea? It was Norway. What Vision of Love, that is a song, singer turns 50 years old today. That is Mariah Carey.
Okay, can we, I have, Jamie, why did you pick that song?
Because that was the question.
All right.
That was her first number one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vision. You know the song.
I know the song. I didn't know it was her first.
Yeah, her first number one.
Okay. And then the U.S. state that Mickey Mantle is from, you said New York. It is, everyone knows it's.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
So you got none. You got none right.
No, zero.
That was a dismal performance, but thanks for calling.
You are a colossal loser.
Yeah.
Of this contest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seemed like a nice fellow, though. Yeah. Wash your hands.
Yeah. 2 offers in a row.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes questions are just not in your brain.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some.
That's true.
Yeah, sometimes, you're right. The questions just aren't in your brain.
You don't know. You don't know.
No, you don't know.
Sometimes you just don't know, you know?
Sometimes you don't, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
On that topic, in a little while, we have instant answer question time coming up. Feel free to text a question to 762-555.
Yeah, because our texting program is working again.
Yeah, it's back up and running.
It's exciting. We thought it was like the first real sign of the apocalypse. They're like, oh, no.
No.
First, the texting program, you know. Then the internet. Can you imagine if the internet went down right now?
We'd have to talk to each other and read
books.
What
would people do? Yeah. What would they do?
I would sleep.
No streaming, no nothing.
Like you couldn't even watch TV unless you had basic cable.
Yeah. Or a set of rabbit ears like I have.
Yeah.
Wow. That'd be scary.
Yeah.
Oh, we're good though. So text us your question.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
How do I get my girlfriend to stop calling me all the time? 22 times yesterday. She's off work.
Wow.
I need my phone on for work. I can't block her because I want to get some. What do I do?
I just don't answer it.
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't she know you're at work? Like, it seems, I mean, say, hey, look, I can't have you call me all day. I'm at work. Like, I gotta do my job. I'm sorry. Can't wait to get home to see you.
And then if she calls again, don't answer it.
Yeah. I mean, she can't go out and find anyone new right now.
Yeah.
So
what's she gonna do?
Yeah.
Two questions.
Yeah.
When will Coronavirus the movie come out? And who will play Donald Trump? I predict if we follow the path of the Boston bombing movie, about a year and a half after the whole thing is finished.
Patriot Day.
Yeah.
Or...
yeah. And who will play Donald Trump? I believe the poo emoji.
Hi-o.
Nice one.
Hi-o.
Sweet dad joke. He brought that one home there. What happens when you have to take your dog out to do his business and your self-isolation?
You can go outside.
You can go walk around. You just have to stay away from people.
Yeah.
I take my son on a hike almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
But we go to the more
remote
trails, and I have run into people, and you just give people wide berths. Give them about 10, 15 feet to be safe, wish them a good walk, and be on your way. That's it. You can walk outside.
Yeah.
When you guys were on your conference call yesterday, did you see up anyone's nose?
Oh, because, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
There's
a lot of the TV reporters and stuff are doing reports from home, and they're using Skype, and they're either using their phones or their laptops to do it. But a lot of them haven't, I guess, didn't pay attention in broadcasting school of where to angle their camera. So we're getting pretty good nostril shots on off of everyone.
There's one right now.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Move it away from your face.
Yeah. Dear pundits, and not the anchors, because they're
there. No, they're fine.
And even big old head Ben Mulrooney there, he figured out after day three, nobody wants to see your giant face.
Yeah.
Back the camera up a bit. Do like a nipple high shot. You know what I mean?
Like a bust.
Like chest high shot.
Yeah.
But these people they check in with who are experts who are just at home or whatever. At least this guy's camera's above his head, so we don't have to see up his nose. He's looking up.
Yeah, there was a guy yesterday. I swear I could have fit three fingers in each nostril. Like, that was
crazy. Why so close to your face, and why under your face? Like, that's the worst angle you could ever, you know? Like, you ever flip your camera by accident when you're lying in bed, and your face is like, oh, God, who's that monster?
It looks like seven-year-old men's first profile picture on Facebook every time.
Yeah, it really does.
Oh, I guess this isn't me.
Back the camera off, a little higher than your face. Please. I'm tired of seeing people's noses
it's
on
TV. An epidemic of nostrils
on
TV.
Is. Really is. So, watch that. Should my boss out, we're both listening to the station. Boss out.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete. It's from Carter.
What's up, Pete?
Hey, what's up,
Yo, Pete?
Yo,
Pete,
Big
man.
Pete. Big Pete in
Big
there.
Big Pete, let's
swing some dirt.
Oh, yeah. Swing it, Pete. Swinging Big Pete.
Big Pete.
Big D Pete.
Are you showering every day? I haven't brushed my teeth since Monday.
Yeah,
sometimes twice a day.
Yeah. Still showering.
Yeah, and still brushing my teeth.
Twice
a day.
I let my head shaving go longer than I have in a long time. I did a few, but up until now, I was like, but then Jamie's going to start talking about my wisps and make me mad.
I did shave off the part of my neck beard today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was starting to make me itchy.
I thought we were doing that in solidarity, and I haven't touched mine. It's driving me absolutely bananas. Yeah,
shave it off. It's fine.
Yeah, you have permission to shave your neck beard.
No.
Huh?
If I'm shaving anything, I'm shaving my whole face.
You're not allowed to shave your beard. You're not. It was so upsetting last time.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do it.
And especially if we're ever forced to work from home and we have to Skype you.
Oh, and your big face.
Like, oh, wow, the moon has slugged.
Yeah.
And I know the moon had eyes and a nose and a mouth.
There's no space. It's just all his just face in the camera. Yeah, don't do that. Look at this guy on TV. Back off, man.
Back off.
I can feel like your breath. Like if I can feel your breath through the television.
It's also the TV station's fault too, because they don't have to put him full screen. They could just put him in the corner. Yeah. Right? Then it would be smaller.
Or someone, a producer watching him say, hey, back up like a foot. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Look how bad his teeth. I can see every one of his teeth.
Uh-huh.
This guy was clearly.
His breath smells like coffee and like blue cheese.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. My grade 7 teacher's breath. Oh. This guy reminds me of.
Coffee and blue cheese?
Yeah.
Oh,
he would yell.
This guy looks like he's pretty aggressive in his home, too, after. He's a yeller. A lot of
you
yelling
think
going
so?
On. Yeah, yeah.
We haven't even heard his voice.
I don't even know his name. Don't care. No. All right. That's it for another edition of.
It's an answer question.
Bigs and Bar Show.
Well, that is it for us. Another day. We'll be back tomorrow. Oh, no, we won't. It's Friday, right? You forgot.
Yeah, today is Friday, yeah.
Oh, man. All right, well, those of you that are essential, hopefully you'll get the weekend off. At least some of you, right? Essential workers, so you can sit in your house and stare at your wall. You know.
The people next door here at KISS.
Yeah.
Sandra and Chris. They offered to work tomorrow.
Did they? What for?
I don't know. Because they're bored.
So oh, they're bored at home, so they want to come in.
Like, thanks for doing that. Yeah. Because then now they're going to expect it from everybody.
Absolutely not. Not me.
No.
I got stuff to do at my house.
Yeah, the weather's warming up. You got yard work starting. You know, got to get some yard done.
The number one thing I have to do on Saturday at my house is not go to work.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was like, hey, guys. This is huge. You have to come in, please.
On a special occasion.
Yeah. But you're not just all willy-nilly.
We just play tunes.
Yeah, like really.
Yeah.
I know we're essential, but we're only essential Monday to Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
5:30 to 9. Maybe that's changing, but I mean, you know what I mean? Like we're only essential part of the time.
Anyway, yeah. Resist the urge to go out and socialize this weekend.
Yeah. Let's keep this on lockdown. We know it's awful and terrible. I mean,
I guess.
For some.
For some more than others.
For some. But, you know, you got 4 kids in your house. You're a twit for having 4 kids. But, I mean, you're there now. And that's probably not awesome. I got, you know. But let's just buckle down for a bit. And then we can, is it knuckle down or buckle down? Knuckle down, right? Knuckle down?
I don't know.
Knuckle down.
Batten down the hatches.
Yeah.
Knuckle down.
Buckle
also,
down.
If I could make a request of people who are bored this weekend.
Yeah, who are bored.
Yeah. Please use birth control.
Yeah, yeah. No more kids.
We don't need a...
A boom in 9 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The coronials.
Knuckle down. Buckle down.
Isn't that both?
Knuckle down. Apply oneself seriously to a task.
Yeah, knuckling down. Yeah.
Let me see. Right. Buckle down. Yeah.
Why knuckle down, though? Because you're gripping it hard, so your knuckles
are... Because you had to work.
Knuckles
probably
down.
Goes back to, like, farm work
like
or
lifting wheelbarrows or something.
Yeah.
The way
getting
your
right down
are
there. Yeah. No, it's just knuckle. No. Buckle down. Just, wear some
seatbelt,
folks.
Buckle up, I guess.
Yeah, buckle, up. Buckle up. That's right.
Yeah.
Knuckle batten down, buckle
down.
Up.
And batten down.
Batten down, that's one.
Yeah, the hatches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hatchets?
Hatches.
Like the doors.
The doors.
Batten the doors down because the hurricane's coming, right?
Coming.
Yeah. Then we're going to have to knuckle down and clean up after it.
100%.
Yeah.
Anyway, have a great weekend. Yes. You won't see me.
Buckle up, boys, because we're in for a ride.
I will be at my home. You will not see me till...
That is crazy. Yeah. Buckle up, knuckle down.
Yeah, I guess so.
Who knew that, eh? I didn't even pay like crazy. One letter off to sort of... what do you like better, knuckle up or buckle down? I know Jason wants to get here so bad, that's why I'm dragging.
Well, you don't
out.
Knuckle up.
Well,
you knuckle down.
Knuckle down, buckle up. What do you want to do?
Like
what would you prefer?
Down.
You rather knuckle down?
I would
down?
Prefer to knuckle down than buckle up.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, let's just roll knuckle
you
down.
You should always wear your seatbelt.
Yeah.
Yeah, buckle up.
It's the law.
Yeah. So is battening down the hatches right now.
Yeah.
You can get fined up to $1 million.
Jesus. So mad right now.
I'm not mad.
I'm disappointed.
The world makes no sense anymore.
Have a great weekend. All as good as you can have. We'll see you Monday, Jeff.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Share.